This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000. I'm sorry. He said what now? That's right. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details are available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, where if you listen live, you can win that slam dunk to Las Vegas. We're also streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, where we encourage you to listen for hours on end slash watch the show, but you got to listen on the Odyssey app to win the contest. So, Anthony, one of the best parts of All-Star Weekend last year is not going to happen this year. The league has not been able to figure out how to get the Sabrina Ionescu versus Steph Curry three-point shootout rematch on. This seems like a no-brainer, not only because it was great entertainment, it created a ton of buzz, like it was kind of what the best of All-Star Weekend is, but the All-Star game is in San Francisco. It's in Steph's home arena. And you know where Sabrina Ionescu is from?
The Bay?
The Bay Area.
Yeah.
So apparently this fell apart because they couldn't find a way to raise the stakes. Like initially, it was very clear they were hoping for a 2-on-2 with Sabrina and Caitlin Clark versus Klay Thompson and Steph. Mm. Well, Caitlin and her representatives were like, we're good. The WNBA All-Star Game is in Indianapolis this year. She wants her first three-point shootout to be the WNBA three-point contest in Indy. Which, respect.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm going to do this for my city and my league. I'm not going to lend my star power to the NBA just because you want to make a spectacle out of it. Maybe next year. But, like, also, Caitlin Clark is still napping. She's in hibernation. Yo, her State Farm commercial where she's like, rookie, and she pulls out the chair. Yeah. She's like, I can tell you stories. And then they close and like, you know, you want to play games. She's like, games? And then disappears again. A+. That's like the State Farm commercials that are like that. Those are all very well done. The Ludacris one. There was the Jimmy Butler one. Like, those are all really good. That's the best one.
Yeah.
Very funny. Anyway, she said no. And then they were like, well, we got to find a way. Do we put it on Sunday? Because now they have this like weird new format where the Rising Stars game is happening tomorrow night, and the winner of the Rising Stars game then goes on to be a part of the tournament format that they have on Sunday. And they're like, do we put it in the middle of those four games? Whatever. All they had to do was run back the same thing. Just Steph versus Sabrina 2, the rematch. I don't get why they feel like they had to reinvent the wheel. And I know that there is obviously no star bigger than Caitlin in the women's game, but Stewie, Fee,
Asia.
Asia in a three-point contest. I mean, she's starting to shoot threes, which is terrifying for the W and the players that are having to deal with her there. But, like, you can find another, like, Jonquel, like, Sabrina's teammate, 6'5", shooting threes. Like, there's enough players in the W to find one that has some level of star power. Kelsey Plum. Like, find someone, Kelsey Mitchell, to make this happen if you need a 2-on-2 to get Steph and Clay. Like, I just...
Missed opportunities.
Missed opportunities, but all, and it's not just about like, oh, this is a missed opportunity for women's basketball and to expose basketball fans. Like, this was the most fun part of All-Star Weekend. I'm not even trying to make some larger statement here about what... Your All-Star Weekend mostly sucks. This was very fun. Do the fun thing again. That's all I want. That's my rant. That is literally the extent of my rant. I'm not even trying to make a bigger point. Do the fun thing again.
Yeah, I mean, I think to the point, you know, of the 2-on-2, being able to, you know, find somebody else to, you know, fill in, replacement, I think it would have made it go. Again, like, as you said, last year, everybody was tuned into Steph versus Sabrina, no matter, like, what it was. So, them trying to, you know, up the stakes and things of that nature is just like, just give us what we want, to be honest. Like, give the fans what they want, and that's all we wanted, to be honest. Like, to be able to see the best of the WNBA versus some of the best in the NBA. Like,
to make a large...
It's not that serious.
Yeah, to actually make a larger point, though, what is the expansion team in the W this year?
Oh, isn't it the...
Golden State Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Pair Steph up. Now, they tried to make some runs at some players in free agency, and they have really struck out. So this is, like, by far, from a star power standpoint, the biggest star on that roster is Kate Martin, mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark's college teammate at Iowa.
Yeah.
Julie Von Liu, who played last year in D.C., she's on that roster. Kayla Thornton, like, those are kind of the players that you're picking from, I think, in terms of, like, players who are shooting threes. There's a couple others that I honestly have not heard of. They got some international players that I'm just not familiar with, their games. Why not pick, in order to help promote the Valkyrie, even if it's Kate, just based off pure star power, have Kate and Steph take on Sabrina and Jalen Brunson. Golden State versus New York.
Yeah.
Like, that feels like a way to do it. Like, there's just so many ways where you can do it.
I like the way you think, Greg. I like the way you think.
He's giving away free ideas.
Golden State versus New York. LA versus Indiana. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Find a way to make it interesting.
LA. Who else got teams? LA.
Yeah, I mean.
Atlanta.
They do that. Well, they kind of do this with, what's it called? With the skills challenge thing, where they'll have like they used to call it like the shooting stars thing, where they have like a legend, a W player, and an NBA player.
Yeah.
But like, again, we don't need this to be multiple whatevers. Just if you want to do East Coast, West Coast, take Kelsey Plum. She's now with the Sparks. But like, find a way to promote the Valkyrie, your new WNBA team. That would be a cool way to do it. There's your idea. I solved it. Get this thing back on for the weekend.
Who was in the room with these people, man?
I don't know, but I'm just like giving out free ideas on the radio.
I'm saying you came up with it and boom. Didn't take too long.
No.
A little back and forth, you know?
Anthony, people should be paying us more. That's all I'm saying. Like, out there in the world. This radio show should have a tip jar.
Nah, for real.
Here's my Venmo. Just hold that up during the show. I'm going to start doing the show with a QR code on YouTube that's just like, here's my Venmo.
And they can scan it easily, just saying.
They could. I don't think our bosses would be too happy about that.
Yeah.
All right. When we get back, real things, real people said into real microphones.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.